Yep.
Okay, everybody, welcome to along to the July meeting. Welcome everyone along. Everyone is president is present. Is anyone out for public question time? There, Dunno. No. Move on to applications for leave of absence. There is.
I should be right.
At this point in time.
At this point in time, I'm
you're
going
okay.
to be here for next
okay.
meeting, but that could change.
Righto. Okay, moving on to confirmation of previous minutes. That the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on 18th of June 26th be confirmed as a true and correct work record. Is someone prepared to move? Move Councillor Simmons. Is there a seconder? Councillor Cruz. Is there anybody against? No one against. I'll take it as carried. Moving along to number six, receival of other minutes. At the minutes of the Great Eastern Country Zone held on the Thursday the 11th of June 26th be accepted, and that the minutes of the Wheatbelt North East SRRG meeting held on Thursday the 25th of June 26th be accepted. Is there someone prepared to move? Move Councillor Della Bosca, seconded Councillor Geyer. Anybody against? No one against, I'll take them as being moved. Thank you. Ready there for you. President's and Councillor's announcements. I attended the Rural Water Council meeting at Cundon on last Friday the 10th. Where there was a couple of announcements made, which will help us for future funding, hopefully. Councillor Bosca, any you had a meeting with
Water Corp
and
the 10th. And I had a meeting over at the SACA site with Bill and the tuck water and the leading hand for the site manager.
Councillor Geyer.
Just a regional road route, nothing really to report, our stuff's all in order, except what we budgeted for next year. There was some carryovers from other shires, but nothing really, mate.
Okay, Councillor...
Nothing to report.
Cruz, nothing. Councillor Faithful?
No, nothing to report.
Nothing to report. Councillor... Nothing to report. Councillor Simmons?
No.
Doesn't report, Bill? No. All carried, right. Move on, declarations of interest. Is there any declarations of interest? There being none, we'll move on to matters requiring a council decision and the council payment. Hand over to Jasmine.
Item 9.1.1 is the council payment for June 2026. Accounts for payment are presented to council in the interest of accountability and in providing information on council's expenditure. This month's MasterCard transactions came out to $5,373.80. Fuel cards of $258.34. Is there any questions relating to the list for this month? If not, my officer recommendation is that the June 2026 account submitted to today's meeting on municipal voucher or direct debit 4987-5033 and electronic transfers EFT 8392 to EFT 8449, inclusive of the DPI, creditors, bank fees, credit card payments totaling $625,246.91 be passed for payment.
Someone prepared to move? Councillor Faithful has moved. Councillor Della Bosca has seconded. Anybody against? There being no one against, I'll take the matter as carried. Thank you.
Okay, 9.1.2 is a monthly statement of financial and activity for June 2026. The monthly statement of financial activity is a record of council's activity and financial position during the reporting period. On page 5 of the report, if I can go back to it, scroll forward, we still have a healthy surplus of $1.9 million, even though we moved $1 million into our reserve. That's due to the FAGS 80% for general and roads being received at the, just before the 30th of June. Going forward from that, on page 6 onwards is the schedules by reporting program with our material variances. As it's come to the end of financial year, there's not many listed. We still only have the impound fee for Thor Grant's dogs on item 05202 for fines and penalties for dog control. We've had an increase in our PAC services relating to the income or expenses relating to the PAC services for the client need expense of 07112, but that actually correlates or has a income that covers all those costs anyway, so it's a new cost neutral. What else was there? Then there was Bill's long service leave, going through the public works overheads on 14203 of $94,000 over expenditure. It's not just Bill's, it was a few others took holidays, but a major portion of that was Bill's long service. Plant operation costs was tyres and tubes. There's an overspend of $8,000 for the freight liners, trailer drive tyres and steer tyres. And then there was also the admin reimbursement. We got income coming for Shani's paid parental leave scheme. Also, the income relating to unclassified was all the 5 lots sold in the during the financial year. Going through all that, my officer recommendation is that the council adopt the monthly financial report for the period ending June 2026 and note any material variances greater than $10,000 or 15%.
Someone prepared to move? Councillor Cruz has moved. Councillor Simmons has seconded. Anybody against? No one being against, I take it as carried.
So item 9.1.3 is the GST reconciliation report for June 2026. The GST reconciliation report is presented to Council as a means of indicating Council's current GST liability, which has an impact on our Council's cash flow. This month we actually have a refund of $7,455. So my officer recommendation is that the GST reconciliation totalling a refund of $7,455 for the period ending June 2026 be adopted.
Someone prepared to move? Councillor Faithful has moved. Councillor Cruz has seconded. There being anybody against? No one against. I'll take the motion as carried. 9.1.4, I hand over to and welcome back our CEO and thank our acting CEO for doing her job, his job while he was on having a sabbatical.
Sabbatical.
Thank you, Bill.
Mr. President. pardon me. Item 9.1.4 is a staff restructure, particularly for the administration. The purpose of this report is for Council to endorse a new administration staff structure as presented. Council administration structure has remained stagnant for a number of years, even though there has been significant growth and changes to responsibilities, i.e. the home care services, worth mentioning. We also have some staff, you know, with family commitments who have also affected the staff structure. With the preparation of the 26-27 budget papers, an opportunity to review all the administration positions was undertaken, with changes to several areas of responsibility being made. So if you have a look at the attachment, councillors, like the works and services and everything else remains the same. But yeah, we've really specified Stacey Guy probably being the biggest change. She was community development first with HAC on the side, but the HAC and wellbeing now is has grown exponentially, and so really Stacey's going to be undertaking that role full time now solely. Lani also, we're taking some financial responsibilities away from her because her medical officer commitments, you know, at, with the medical centre here is also growing, and she's the backup to the HAC. So she's really just HAC medical officer, but also things like building licences and that she'll keep. But she's lost rates. Now we've got Laura on staff, and Emily does a little bit on the side when family commitments allows. But this has allowed Chantelle, because she's been on maternity leave, as you know, to undertake, even though she's getting trained up in a lot of the financial side of things, which is her desire to do more on the financial side, but it's very difficult to be working from home in some of those areas. But she still is well trained up in rates, payroll and sundry creditors, but there's an opportunity for her to undertake the role of the community development for a period, 12, 18 months. And a lot of that can be done from home, and that was the whole point. So it's a bit of a win-win for both of us, so that works out well. And Heather will be doing a fair bit more senior role to try and take some load off Jasmine, so she can do some more of the CEO sort of compliance stuff as a transitional thing. So yeah, that's really the staff structure. So my recommendation, council endorse the new administration staff structure as presented.
Okay, everyone understands that. Is there someone prepared to move? Councillor Simmons has moved. Councillor Faithfull has seconded. Is there anybody against? There's nobody against, so I'll take it as carried. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. Item 9.1.5, the purpose of this report is for Council to endorse the signing of the new provisional licensing services agreement between Council and the Department of Transport. We've been providing transport licensing services on behalf of the State Government for many years under agreement. A new agreement has been offered for a further 5-year period commencing 1st of July. Commissions paid under the new agreement will be increased by 4.6% for all categories. This document was required to be signed and duly sealed by the close of business Tuesday, 23rd of June. I'm seeking council endorsement for the same because I have done it.
You reading out the motion or you
got... That council endorsed the signing of the new provisional licensing services agreement between the council and the Department of Transport.
Thanks, Bill. Councillor Guy has moved. Councillor Cruz has seconded. Is there anybody against? If nobody being against, I take the motion as carried.
Thank you, Mr. President. Item 9.1.6, the purpose of this report is for Council to endorse the signing of the new funding agreement between Council and Rural Health West for the provision of outreach services at the Westonia Health Clinic. A new agreement has been offered for a 5-year period commencing 1 July. The fund is for $3,327 per year for the next 5 years, and this is only for Laura's component. So we have a similar one for Olga's, actually I think it's about the equivalent for Olga's visits. This was required to be signed and duly sealed prior to 30th of June, and I'm seeking council endorsement for same. My recommendation to Council endorse the signing of the new funding agreement between Council and Rural Health West for the provision of outreach services at the Westonia Health Clinic.
Moved Councillor Geyer, seconded Councillor Simmons. Anybody against? There's been nobody against. I'll take the motion as carried.
Thank you. Item 9.2.1, the purpose of this report is for Council to consider engaging Linker to provide a conceptual design and costings of playground fit-out based on feedback and themes recommended by the Westonia Playground Group. Council are very aware of the playground redevelopment project, which is currently underway with the removal of the existing equipment and the near completion of the Stage 1 shade structure, which is looking fantastic. The Westonia Playground Group were tasked several months ago to collaborate and research design concepts for the playground equipment fit-out. The final meeting to consider the ideas was held on Friday the 26th of June, and the minutes are attached for your reference. The community is looking for, and this is what they've themed, a nature-based playground for children of all ages and abilities to be able to enjoy. A mini Westonia theme with country farm elements to highlight our Wheatbelt way of life and give children from other areas a chance to experience country life. Sensory / music features scattered throughout to bring another element of play, and an area for parents to socialise, gather with in a safe distance of children, plus seating around the playground. Yep, the Westonia community has come up with 6 big concepts for the playground, what the main features, to help highlight our town. And they're not saying all 6 will fit in there. They just wanted 6 to be worked on, and, you know, might be 4 can only fit in there with the smaller elements. So, but the silo design, a mining poppet head slide, farm machinery, either head or tractor truck or a combination, town facades, multi-level climbing ropes course for all ages, and a swing set. But they also want space fillers, which are the smaller stuff, to include trampolines, accessible seesaw, spring horse rockers, sensory play, musical play, flying fox, maybe outside seating for caregivers. Linker advised that they can provide a full conceptual design and estimated cost schedule for the price of around $8,000. And for your reference, there's a AI attachment type of things on some of the play equipment and how a layout may or may not look, which is, I do like how it represents Westonia and tells a story. So my recommendation that Council engage the services of Linker to provide a conceptual design and costings of playground fit-out based on feedback and themes recommended by the Westonia Playground Group.
Any ideas? Everyone's happy with what has progressed so far to get to getting a conceptual design? Any comments from any councillors?
When will you see it, sort of thing?
Well, I would hope maybe by next council meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It might take a month, might take a bit more. Yeah. But we'll get in touch with them straight away.
I think one thing they said, that Linker, was they wanted to come and see the site as well, so they can have an understanding of sort of what it is. And having them look through the town is another thing that will benefit quite a lot too.
Ideas from the town.
Yeah, and that, I mean, that's obviously the idea with the equipment too, is they'll all sort of get to understand what we're about, and hopefully that helps them with their projects.
Coming from Perth?
Yeah.
So that's the motion?
Yep.
Someone prepared to move the motion? As Councillor Della Bosca has moved, Councillor Faithfull has seconded. Anybody against? No one being against, the motion is carried.
I would like to just point out too that Westonia Playground Group did well, and the result was good. It's hard to pull together lots of ideas from different parties, But in the end, I think everyone's on the same page, and I think what they'd like to see there is going to be a great concept for that playground. So well done to them. If we can afford it.
You've got to have a space one.
So item 9.4.1 is a resale of land, lot 11733 Granite Street. So the purpose of this report is for council to consider reselling lot 11733 Granite Street to a Mr. Trevor Rooney. As you know, we have the conditional land release arrangement. Council had previously entered into a land use agreement with this particular lot with Mr. Ben Haydock back in December 23. The document was signed in January 24. Mr. Haydock has not progressed with his development as per the conditions and has subsequently been advised that the agreement has been terminated. Mr. Trevor Rooney, who has an agreement with the council for the neighbouring lot 116, document signed in May 25, has indicated that he would like to swap land parcels. Mr. Rooney has already purchased his shed and is ready to build. So, as you know, it's a light industrial lot and the focus for being larger scale sheds. So my recommendation is, because he's ready to build, and we've actually got a subsequent application for the vacated lot of 116. My recommendation that council approve the sale of lot 11733 Granite Street to Mr. Trevor Rooney and authorise the President and CEO in affixing the common seal on the transfer of land ownership form.
So I'm prepared to move is Councillor Geyer and the seconder is Councillor Cruz. There being anyone against this motion? There's no one against. I'll take the motion as carried.
So 9.4.2, the purpose of this report is for Council to consider reselling lot 11635 Granite Street to Helen and Martin Coulter. Council had previously entered into a land agreement for this lot with Mr. Trevor Rooney back in April 25, document signed May 25. As per previous agenda item, Mr. Rooney has requested a land swap with a neighbouring lot 115. Subject to Council's decision, this releases this existing land use agreement and allows for this lot to be resold. An application has been received from Helen and Martin Coulter, who wish to build a 150 to 200 square metre shed on the lot. It is light industrial, and a larger shed is with a caretaker's cottage is what's permitted. The underground power is about to be installed, hopefully September. For that whole street. My recommendation that Council approve the sale of lot 11635 Granite Street to Helen and Martin Coulter and authorise the President and CEO in affixing the common seal on the transfer of land ownership form.
Someone prepared to move? Councillor Dalbosca has moved. Councillor Simmons has seconded. Being anyone against? No one against. I'll take the motion as carried.
Thank you. 9.4.3, the purpose of this report is for Council to consider reselling again. Yeah, we've got to change the heading. 10540 Jasper Street to Donna Outram. Council had previously resolved to enter into a conditional land use agreement for this lot with a Zachary Oakey and a Sarah Sydenham back in March 26. Since that decision, Zachary and Sarah have written to Council to withdraw intent to purchase the lot. Council has subsequently advised that the agreement is no longer on offer. They didn't sign it, actually, did they?
No, they didn't sign it.
So they didn't even sign it. Council has since received an application from Donna Outram, who wishes to purchase the said lot with the intention to construct a transportable home and shed. All services are now on that lot, and that Council approved the sale of lot 10540 Jasper Street to Donna Outram and authorised the President and CEO in affixing the common seal on the transfer of land ownership form.
Someone prepared to move? Councillor Faithfull has moved. Seconded, Councillor Simmons. There being anybody against? There being no one against, I'll take the motion as carried.
Thank you, Mr. President. Item 9.4.4, the purpose of this report is for Council to consider and make no objection for the proposal to clear 7.63 hectares of native vegetation within Lot 325 on deposit plan 203224 Warralakin, proposed by the Qstone Quartz Extraction Quarry Project. Qstone extracts quartz and other stone materials used in the manufacture of various concrete and stone products for the building industry. To secure long-term supplies, the company actively searches for suitable stone deposits throughout the Webelt. It identified a long-term quartz supply in Warralakin on Lot 325 Datto Road. Council at its December 25 meeting resolved that they'd approve a DA for the proposed extraction quarry located at that site, carried 6-0. This proposal obviously already got its planning approval and is supported that it's supports a long-term sustainability of mining operations, being important for long-term economic growth for the district. It is recommended that Council make no objection to this clearing development. My recommendation that Council make no objection for the proposal to clear 7.63 hectares of native vegetation within Lot 325 on deposit of Plan 203224 Warralakin, proposed by the Qstone Proprietary Limited Quartz Extraction Quarry Project.
Someone prepared to move. Councillor Guy has moved. Councillor Simmons has seconded. There being anyone against? There being no one against, I'll take the motion as carried.
9.4.5, the purpose of this report is for Council to consider the proposed one-off gravel extraction of around 14,000 tonne at Gilbadgee location 168 Goldfields Road, Walgoolan, and sand extraction around 67,000 tonne Gilbadgee location 153 Linley Road, Westonia, project by CNC Linley supplying to the Water Corporation Goldfields Upgrade Project. As you know, the Water Corp are undertaking a major pipeline upgrade project of four sites between Meriden and Southern Cross over the next 18 months. Two contractors have been awarded the works, being Giorgio and McConnell Dow. CNC Linley and top-line contractors are being considered for the supply of sand gravel materials to the contractors for the project. The proposed sand gravel extraction operation includes removal and stockpiling of topsoil, extraction of sand gravel and transport on sections of Goldfields, Walgoolan South and Linley Roads accessing Great Eastern Highway. We've set a precedent on this. We've had a previous contribution from the Millington family a few meetings ago. It's not a bus run on any of it, so we don't need to... Oh, well, I've put the condition in there just in case. So that Council approve, my recommendation that Council approve the proposed one-off gravel extraction, 14,000 tonne at Gilbadgee Lot 168 Goldfields Road, Walgoolan, and sand extraction, 67,000 tonne, Gilbadgee location 153 Linley Road, Westonia, project by CNC Linley supplying to the Water Corporation Goldfields Upgrade Project, subject to trucks being restricted during school bus operating times, should that be needed, and a contribution of 50 cents per tonne toward remedial road maintenance.
Everyone understands the motion. Is someone prepared to move? Moves Councillor Faithfull. Seconded Councillor Della Bosca. There being anybody against? There being nobody against, I'll take the motion as carried.
Item 9.4.6, the purpose of this report is Council to consider the proposed one-off gravel extraction of around 14,700 tonne at a property located on Leach Road, Westonia by Seven Oaks North, supplying to the Water Corporation Goldfields Upgrade Project. as you've already been advised, there's a major contract down on the highway on behalf of Water Corporation. This proposal is using side tippers along either sections of Leach and Shreve and or Leach rabbit-proof fence roads accessing the highway. Again, we set a precedent, so my recommendation that Council approve the one-off gravel extraction of around 14,700 tonne at property located Leach Road, two roads there, Westonia, project by Seven Oaks North, supplying to the Water Corporation Goldfields Upgrade Project, subject to trucks being restricted during school bus times and a contribution of 50 cents per tonne toward remedial road maintenance.
Someone prepared to move. Councillor Cruz has moved. Councillor Simmons has seconded. There being anyone against? There being no one against the motion, I'll take the motion as carried.
Item 9.4.7. The purpose of this report is for Council to provide planning approval for a sea container home with the modifications as provided to be constructed on lot 197 Wolfram Street, Westonia, by Mr. B. Huxtable. Mr. B. Huxtable has purchased and is proposing to construct a sea container expansion home on lot 197 Wolfram Street, which is illustrated there. Council have refused this type of structure in the past unless the structure can be modified with a suitable pitch roof structure and a street frontage facade to improve street appeal. Mr. Huxtable has provided additional schematics of a new roof structure which includes a front veranda which will be facing the street for Council consideration. And Council's had an opportunity to see those drawings. Council's local planning strategy states that develop local laws or interim development orders to control the use of second-hand and converted outbuildings being used as dwellings. Council have allowed a similar sea container home to be located in Dyerite Street, which has been altered to look like a small cottage-style home. Recommendation is that Council provide planning approval for a sea container home with modifications as provided to be constructed on lot 197 Wolfram Street, Westonia, by Mr. Bill Huxtable.
Everyone understands? Is there someone prepared to move? Moved Councillor Della Bosco. Seconded Councillor Simmons. There being anybody against? There being nobody against, I'll take the motion as carried. Okay. There being no motions and no new business, version has been introduced. The time and next meeting will be on Thursday...
30th of July at 4 p.m. And that is for adoption of the formal budget. And there may be one or two other urgent agenda items, one being the MCA and five-year road program for the sub-regional road group, which needs adopting.
Yep. And our next ordinary council meeting will be on the 20th of August, commencing at 3:30 or 4 p.m.
Yep. And if we could just note also, Mr. President, we've chosen the date of 19th of August for the Young Leaders Forum to be organised as well.
Okay, thanks for that announcement.
About those.
Oh, and we now have
to pass the museum expenditure.
No, special it's item. In the budget.
Was it on?
Do you want to announce what we're doing about the with the capital of citizenship and then close?
Yeah. Before we close, just announce that we have two citizenship ceremonies to commence after the meeting, which will be conducted in the Shire offices. There being no more business, I'll declare the meeting closed and thank you everyone for your attendance. Thank you.